Well, hey, good morning and welcome back. It's Dan McDonald, and we are joined now by Canada's top employment lawyer. You can visit the website levittllp.com, Howard Levitt. Howard, good to have you. Oh, there we are, Howard. I'm sorry. There we go. Good to have you, Howard.
Thank you for having me again. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely, as always. So, you know, we were just talking about a bit of an issue that an Alberta woman had. She works for a school, and I was dying to get you to weigh in on this. I'll give you the background. It's pretty straightforward. She works for a school board. I'm not sure if you heard about it. It's in Alberta, so maybe different laws apply there. But she was asked by she's a custodian there, and she was asked by the cleaning company that she works for. It was a blanket statement. Everyone install this app on your phone. This is how we're doing things from now on. It was a geofence app called Blip, and it basically tracks your location if you're on work property, and it lets them know when you leave work property. It's work's way of remotely tracking their employees. And she said, on my personal phone, no, I don't want to download this. If you give me a work phone, fine. 2 months later, she got fired, and that reason was cited in her termination letter. And she's saying, come on, where's the line of privacy? This is my personal phone. I don't want to download this app and have all my information up on there, agreeing to the terms of this app. When I'm here at work, you're welcome to check up on me. I'm not working remotely. I'm on the premises. Does she have a case to stand on here, Howard?
Well, I presume they're interested in what she does during her workday. In other words, does she leave and go if she's working away from the boss, is she going out for long lunches? Is she taking time off? Is she taking breaks? Is she where she's supposed to be?
Yes.
And that's legitimate. It's very common in the trucking industry, for example, where you put monitors on the trucks, you know exactly where they've driven, and you get and how fast they're going, and everything about the truck location, and whether they're taking long lunches or moving along at a slow speed and doing the routes properly. It's very common, and of course, it's entirely permissible. I think this is entirely permissible, too. Mm. Now, it happens to be on her personal phone. I get that, but so what? Now, the only issue might be if she's able to turn it off at the end of her shift, permissibly. That might be an interesting question if they can track her the rest of the time. But certainly tracking her during the workday is entirely proper, and refusing, even if it's on your personal phone, if that's the device she has, is improper.
Okay, yeah, and actually, just to answer that question too, it only tracks you. It only lets them know when she's on the. They've set up like a geofence when she's within the work area. It lets her. It only tells them if she is or is not in that area. That's all it tells. It doesn't track where you are after you're outside that area in this particular case.
You know what? Then they're fine.
Mm. Okay, yeah, that's very
the company's
interesting.
Fine, not her.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. She
probably
got let go.
Terminated.
Wow. So there is no real leg to stand on. If she were to say, hey, it's my personal phone and I don't want it on there, that's not
no.
grounds?
Hmm. Not grounds.
All right. Good to know. Now, I'm curious. This opens up a conversation some listeners brought up. What about privacy and even consent? I mean, a term, I don't know how you feel about this term. I'm not crazy about it, but slippery slope. We hear that all the time. And some people are saying this is a slippery slope invading on our employees' rights. Is that what this is?
Well, sure, it's part of it. It's the first step of a slippery slope, but so what? It's a step that's permissible.
Right.
That doesn't mean they can watch you in the washroom because they do this. It's got every single intrusion on privacy has to be evaluated with its workplace purpose versus the extent to which it's intrusive. And this is not particularly intrusive. It's not intrusive at all.
Right.
And maybe they're having a problem in that workplace, which is why they're installing this, because people were taking time off and weren't doing their jobs.
Right.
And that's why they put it in.
Yeah, now it's interesting, especially with more people moving to remote work. Something else, one more thing I wanted you to chime in on here, and you might have already addressed this, but the issue with the Liberal MP Will Amos, who had his accidental nude cameo, the pictures leaked, he posted about it. You know, it seems to be agreed upon. He's mortified, and it was accidental. But the person who leaked those photos, could they be facing some legal reckoning for screen capping and then sharing it with media where it ended up on the internet forever?
I'm sorry, I don't know anything about this.
Oh,
what happened?
It was a Liberal MP, William Amos, and he's a member of Parliament, and he was going for a work meeting, and he didn't realize, he did the biggest fear that a lot of us have, he didn't realize his camera was on. He stripped down naked, full on, the full Monty, and while his camera was on with his colleagues, and somebody screen capped it, sent it to the media. The photos got published. He apologized, saying, oh my God, I didn't know my camera was on. It's agreed upon. It was nothing nefarious. It was just a really embarrassing error on his part.
Where was he? In his bathroom?
He was in his...
Where was he?
I think it was set up in his bedroom, apparently, where his personal office was, where he does all his Zoom meetings from. So he thought the meeting didn't start yet. He didn't know his camera was on. People had access to the camera. He stripped down nude, and now it's in the papers now, and they're investigating it. But the issue is, the person who screen-capped that image and leaked it to the media, could they be in any trouble for doing that?
I think they could be. I think that's a tort of invasion of privacy. It was obviously not intended. It was obviously not really their business, anybody's business but him. And starting to leak it to the media, I think there could well be liability from the person who leaked it.
Yeah, that's what we're thinking, too.
That would be a serious invasion of privacy, especially, I mean, it's one thing if in the middle of a meeting you strip down.
Right.
Then you obviously knew you were being, or could be being recorded, but at this point, the meeting hadn't started yet.
Right. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how it does play out. They're investigating it right now. On the phone with Howard Levitt, Canada's top employment lawyer. If you have a question for him, give us a call. I'm getting some texts in right now. Calling is always the best way. You can jump the queue, 519-792-2559. First question for you this morning, Howard. We had a Facebook message, actually, from someone this morning, and they wrote in, my friend is a hairstylist at a salon in Windsor, Essex. Her employer is tired of the COVID lockdown rules, is planning on opening the salon May 1st. Does she have to go back to work if her employee insists? And if she goes back to work and the salon gets shut down by the officials, would that affect her applying for unemployment again? Like, will they deny her unemployment because she went to work when her industry was supposed to be shut down?
Well, if the industry is legally shut down, no employee has to return to work, obviously, because you're participating in illegality. In fact, you should not be returning to work.
Right.
And the employer, if the employer fired you for not committing an illegal act, which is what it would be, then it would be not be cause for discharge, and the court might well award this person punitive damages.
Right.
Now, if they did go back to work, and then it got shut down again, they got laid off again, that should not affect her EI, obviously. But she shouldn't go back.
She should not go back. So she has every right to say, I don't feel comfortable going back, we're not supposed to be open, no.
Yes, assuming that is the case at that point.
Right. Okay. This person writes, I took a paid leave for an orthopedic procedure. Can I quit while on said leave without consequence?
If you, it depends on the terms of the leave. If the leave was premised upon returning to work, which it presumably was, the employer was paying you premised on your returning to work, because there's no inherent right to get paid when you're on leave, I think the employer would have a good case to sue the employee for the money back.
The money they collected on the leave.
Yes, the money the employer was paying them on leave on the premise. They're keeping them happy, motivating them, and they were going to be coming back. I think there'd be a good case there.
And that would, you said that's subject to the terms of the leave.
Yes.
Okay.
For example, if there is a policy of leaves that everybody who takes, gets, for example, has a medical procedure, gets paid for that leave, then they would not be able to get their money back. But if a company said, in your case, I'm going to give you the favor of paying you for this, and then it's inherently premised on their coming back, it's a one-time thing. It's not pursuant to a policy like let's assume a maternity leave policy where you top it up, and an employee that doesn't come back, the employer can't sue for their money back because that's just part of the inherent policy. But if an exception was made here and they were paid, it was in consideration of their returning. So therefore, the employer would have a good case to get its money back. Look, I'm not saying this is an easy one.
Right.
I think it's a close call because it really does depend on the terms of the leave.
Right. And that might be the answer to a question we had, too. We had a very similar question last week. A woman who went on mat leave, she collected her whole year of mat leave, and then when it was time to come back, she quit as well. Would it be the same deal there? Would she be in that danger? She just decided she wanted to stay home.
No, I think she'd be in no danger.
Okay.
That's exactly the example I gave. Because
okay.
In mat leave, that's the general policy to
right.
a top-up, and there's no inherent expectation a person's going to be returning. They may not. Everyone knows a lot of women don't return from mat leave. And if you don't, you don't. But the company has a variable policy of presumably to attract people to the company to pay mat leave when legally you don't have to.
Okay, yeah, that is good to know, yeah. That was an exact question we had from last week. This is an interesting one. If someone tells me over text that they were going to come to my work in a harassing way, they never did, probably won't, can my boss still ban this person from the store, even though the man didn't do what he said? This person works at a 7-Eleven, a convenience store, and they said it's a public company, not a private one. Basically, they got an online threat saying, we're going to come to your work and do this to you, and the employee doesn't feel safe and wants this person banned. Is there anything the employer can do to make them feel safe?
Sure, they can ban the person.
They can do that.
They did. Sure, if a person makes a threat, it's prudent for the employer to say you are not welcome in this place. In fact, if the employer does not ban this person, and they come back and do and fulfill the threat the next time, the employer could get sued for negligence.
Oh, so that's good for that person to note.
Not only can they should ban the person.
They should ban them. Okay, that is great to know. Yeah, that this person was concerned about that. This person writes, I have been working here. I'm trying to see if they say where. Here for two years, and we do not get paid for mandatory meetings and have never gotten breaks, even during nine-hour shifts. We also have unfair work conditions with black mold, cockroaches, excessive heat in the building, 94 degrees with no AC and only one small fan. What action should I take is basically what they're asking.
Call the Ministry of Labor Inspector to come in immediately. The same people we've been talking about coming in to see if a workplace is safe for COVID. They should call them in to see if the workplace... Look, if these conditions really exist, it sounds wildly exaggerated to me, but if those conditions really exist, the place will be shut down. Also, they should call an employment standards officer in terms of the no breaks and nine-hour days.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely. If you have a question for Howard, give us a call, 519-792-2559. Text 10800 as well. This person is writing in, I was granted a paid leave from my supervisor employer. I was granted a paid leave. My supervisor employer misplaced the paperwork. Now they don't want to pay the leave. They misplaced my form. Now they're saying it's too late. Well, it's their fault.
Well, this person says they were granted a paid leave.
Yeah.
They've clearly got no evidence of that.
Right.
The employer, and they said there was a form that, and the employer lost. What about their copy of the form? One may ask. What happened to their copy of the form? Why did they get a copy of the form? Look, it's going to be their word against employer's word. They can sue for the money, and if they're believed, they'll win. If they're not believed, they'll lose. It's just, obviously, the employer is not saying, I suspect, there's a form missing. The employer is saying, we never agreed to this, and there never was a form. I'm taking it that's what is actually going on.
Yeah, paper trail is important. Where is the employee's form?
All you have to do is send an email saying, thank you very much for granting me this paid leave from this date to this date. There's your proof. There's your form.
And that's all you need.
More than that. And then if the employer doesn't write back and say, what nonsense, I never gave you a paid leave, then you've got your paid leave.
There you go. Yeah, good to know. Always paper trail. I think that is actually all the time we have, Howard. Believe it or not, that flew by, but I appreciate you coming on. As always, love your take on some of these.
Well, it did fly by. Thanks, Dan.
Hey, thank you, Howard. Great. Howard Levitt. Great week to you, too. Happy Friday. Howard Levitt, Canada's top employment lawyer. LevittLLP.com is the website. Again, big thank you to Howard for coming in. More conversation coming up next. How would you feel about school starting a little bit later for your kids, say an hour later? Would you be okay with this, parents? I mean, I know kids are going back home, returning to online learning after spring break is done. So as of Monday, no one's going back to school. We're staying home. How would you feel if school started an hour later? Would that be something you would be all for or against? Moms and dads, I'm talking to you here, and caregivers in general. That's up next. Keep it here. It's the Dan McDonald Show.